It is understandable that taking on a caring role can impact on a carer's life, be it the additional time that caring duties take up or the physical toll on the carer with regard to fatigue. But what about the impact of the role on mental health? I am joined by Dr. Mary Larkin, Professor of Care, Carers and Caring at the Open University, who is here to discuss this topic in more detail. Welcome, Mary, and thank you so much for agreeing to share your knowledge with us today. Perhaps you'd like to start by introducing yourself and how you came to be involved in research in this area.
Thank you, Nicola. Yeah, I'm very pleased to be with you all here today. I had many years' experience of being a carer and being involved in carers' groups, and that really highlighted to me how often overlooked carers are and their needs and their physical and mental health needs. So that inspired me when I came into academia to go forward, and I undertook my PhD within carer research. And since then, I've been developing carer research at a national and international level. And I've also worked at national and international level in terms of policy and practice. And for the past few years, I've been committed to making sure that the research and evidence we have got about carers and the impact of caring on them is really used to improve outcomes for carers. And that's why I'm delighted to be part of this project today and to be with you.
Oh, no, that's lovely, Mary. And it's really interesting to hear, you know, that you've got personal experience and you took that into, you know, your own interest in research. And one thing you mentioned there was the potential impact of mental and physical health with carers. Could you start by explaining why is it that the caring role has the potential to impact on the mental health of carers?
Yes, there's many reasons. As many of people who do care will know, caring is physically demanding and that can lead to exhaustion. There's often financial worries that can cause anxiety. Caring can often take up a lot of time and people lose their friends because they haven't got the time to invest in friendships. And they may have to give up their job. Their social networks and activities are all reduced or if not disappear, causing isolation in the longer term. Those who can stay in work, it's often very stressful to be juggling working and caring, particularly if people don't have particularly sympathetic employers. The lack of sleep, again, can cause exhaustion and mental health issues. So for example, I found a statistic that on average, carers have less than four and a half hours of sleep a night. And I'm afraid I'm an eight hour a night person myself, so I can't imagine what night after night only having 4.5 hours of sleep would do to me. And last but not least, often carers can't or don't take the breaks that they need. We all need a break from whatever stress we're under, and caring can be all consuming. Even if you want to do it and if you enjoy doing it, the fact that you can't take breaks again can contribute to mental health issues for carers.
Well, that's quite a list there, Mary. And you know, when we talk about the potential to impact, that, you know, even the sort of the strongest of person with sort of being influenced by those aspects, you can see why this is something that you've spent your career looking into. And on that, in terms of the research that you've completed and the research of others, what does research and sort of looking into the caring population in a sort of a systematic way, what does it tell us about the actual impact that caring can have on mental health? So what's the evidence?
Well, there's quite a significant body of evidence. 36% of carers describe their mental health as bad or very bad. And there's a number of typical mental health problems that they do suffer from, which will probably come as no surprise to many people. But 84% of carers feel stressed, and that can make it hard to cope with demands of caring. There's various symptoms of stress. These can be mental and physical. And although these vary from person to person, Mental symptoms can include anger, lack of appetite, sleeplessness, crying often, tiredness, which we've referred to already, and difficulty concentrating. And amongst the physical symptoms are cramps, muscle spasms, chest pains, dizziness, restlessness, and nervous twitches. Another common mental health problem is depression. This can often build up gradually and people don't realise how it's affecting them. But 55% of all carers report that they have suffered from depression, which as a result of their caring role. And that's nearly twice as much as the general population. And this can make them feel hopeless and irritable, that they're unable to cope, again, losing appetite, losing weight. And in extreme cases, depression can lead to them thinking about harming themselves or other people. The third common mental health problem is anxiety. And again, carers experience over double the average rates of anxiety compared to the rest of the population. There are particular groups of carers who are more vulnerable to mental health problems than others. The key ones are those who are caring for somebody with dementia, those who provide long hours of care and have to devote a significant proportion of their time to care. Young carers are vulnerable too, and those carers who are looking after a disabled child under the age of 18.